Dear friends, we are in this beautiful wedding today, again. Have a wedding next Saturday also. Thank you for again. So congratulations to Alan and Charity. It's a great blessing. It's an event of great joy for all the Most Blessed Trinity, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints, the family on earth, or the Catholic family, all the brothers in Christ, and the all are in this great joy because human race was founded by God to be propagated with His blessing, to populate heaven one day. So it's a great joy because God knows that you want children, and you are going to give His children to Him, and those children will be forever His crown on eternity. It's why so tremendous the mystery of the matrimony. To give children to God. That is the purpose of matrimony. This is why you have to give children to God as much as God wants. Not as much as we want, of course. This is why we saw that they kissed the cross. Because the matrimony has been sealed in the blood of Christ. This is why it's a sacrament. The sacraments confer grace, and God unites, in this case, the matrimony with His most precious blood, because He wants it to be eternal, basically. Matrimony, of course, between husband and wife cannot last beyond death, because you cannot have children after this life. But still, the friendship lasts for eternity. The plan of God is that Alan and Charity, they will be the best friends for eternity. Even. So they will be grateful one to the other in eternity for having bear the cross one of the other, for having been united to practice the love of God and practice Catholic good works together, and also for having given children to God. It's the greatest happiness. To be able to serve God, to be able to unite in God, and to be able to give to God this glory, so great glory of giving children to Him. It's the greatest glory of matrimony. It's a great example that you are doing now, because many couples want to get together nowadays without the blessing of God, without the permit of God, and that is to all the contrary. It's often very bad because they want to take children as if they were their own creation, and they take the decision whether they have children or not, and whether they marry or not in the church or by the blessings of God. That is to put themselves in the place of God. That is for them to decide about their families, their children, their future, putting a God aside from their lives. It's why it's a catastrophe. The prophecies always said that the sacrament of matrimony will be the sacrament which will be the most profanated of all sacraments. Because we know the enemies of God, they want to destroy God, his church, and the foundation of the church is the family. This is why God started the Catholic Church by the Holy Family. It's the foundation of the Catholic Church, the Holy Family. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the foundation is on the cross. This is why you kiss the cross. So our Lord is the foundation with His cross together. Never Jesus without the cross, never the cross without Jesus. It's the highest wisdom possible for Catholic matrimonies, Catholic families. That is how we can carry the cross one from the others. Because Jesus is there to carry it. Because this is why He gave example first. Carrying the cross until the end, he having no sin at all, but the cross is our sin. He was carrying to pay the price himself of our sins on the cross. So that we may do the same, Alan and Charity. This is the most beautiful. This is the highest calling of the children of God on this life, to carry the cross of one or the other, in this case of matrimony. You see why there cannot be problems, serious problems between you. If that arise problems, you have been able to sacrifice yourself, to endure it, to try to carry the problem, to soften the cross of the other, and to offer it to God for your family, for the blessing for your family. So this is the key. Families must see in the cross a blessing. That's the difference between Catholic and other religions. Catholic, we see the in the cross the blessing. Means if we don't have jobs or we have sicknesses, if we have a persecution, this is a good sign that God is blessing us. Because the cross is the greatest blessing. Other religions will tell you that the greatest blessing is to have a great job and great money and great health. No. No, because that is not imitating Christ in carrying his cross, or the cross of the others. And easy life caused us to cling ourselves, our hearts, our minds to this earth. And we start putting aside God. As if he already will have done everything that he wanted us to do. He doesn't want us to do anything else but just to live as men. It's wrong. This is why our Lord wanted to be crucified. To put the example that he, in this life, he said, he wants to be my disciple, deny thyself, this is God for you. You are giving yourself, means you don't want to live for you now. You live for one, to the other, for your children, for God. That applies mainly for you. He who wants to be part of my family in this case, your family is engrafted in the family of God in this moment. If you want to keep like that, deny thyself. So it's a spirit of sacrifice, a spirit of embracing the cross, loving the cross, kissing the cross. It's why you have just kissed the cross. If the problems arise, you kiss the problem and offer it to God, and you endure it, suffer it, and carry it with the love of God. Even if it's unjust, even if it's painful, even if humanly speaking is difficult and you cannot bear it, humanly speaking, you must bear it with the grace of God, with the hope and the faith in the promise of Christ, that he promised that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond our strength. So our Lord said, he wants to be my disciple, deny thyself, take up your cross. So sounds, for a human point of view, sounds crazy, but to take up your cross in this moment is one or the other. So basically, Alan is taking charity at his cross, and charity is taking Alan at his cross. But it's an embrace of eternal love, the cross. Our Lord is why our Lord will have his wounds, and his cross will be in heaven as a trophy to be contemplated for the whole eternity. Because it's what we will praise in heaven, this sacrifice of our Lord who brought us in a union to him. So his sacrifice was in order to unite himself with us. So also, the sacrifice of one or the other, for giving one to the other, is a sacrifice, besides it's painful, could be very painful, but it's done so in order to save your souls and save your family, and to shower grace upon the church, your relatives, your siblings. This is the plan of God. This is why you need to receive the Catholic blessing, the blessing of Christ, because he's going to promise, he promised you in this moment, through this ceremony, that he will be with you until the end. No doubt. He will take upon himself the most important part of your crosses. So in fact, the cross of your matrimony will be carried between the three. Jesus, husband and wife. You will be like the Cyrene, like Simon, the Cyrene. Jesus is carrying the main part, the most difficult, the most tremendous, in order to appease the anger of his father, to fulfill the justice that his father demands for having committed sins. And you are just helping him, your own part. This is matrimony. This is matrimony. Deny thyself, take up your cross together with Jesus, your own crosses together, and follow me. Where? A non-Catholic will say, where? To follow to heaven. No, sorry, no. When our Lord said, follow me, doesn't mean heaven yet, not yet, no. Where we follow him? To Calvary, to be crucified. Man is to be crucified every day, to deny himself every day until the end, in order to reach, to deserve, to merit heaven. That's it. This is why the Catholic who rejects the cross, rejects sacrifice, or for example, those who reject their wife, they reject the husband, they're rejecting Christ. You see that? This is why it's a catastrophe when a couple is not united in Christ, in his blessing. Because they can separate, because they live only for themselves, basically. They're united because they want, it's for themselves, because they want to enjoy it until they want. When they are bored and their problems arouse, they separate. It's a human reasons why they unite. Catholics is kind of impossible for a Catholic that mentality, impossible. Because you are united in Christ, in his cross. Problems arise, they are graces. I will carry his cross in order to receive more graces. Don't forget this, the greatest source of graces for your matrimony is when you carry your cross well. Remember, your mind crosses one to the other. If you are not perfect, you never will be perfect. This is why charity, remember, charity, the fraternal charity is to do for the other what we do, we'll do it for Christ. Even if the other doesn't deserve it. So, there's a clash, a problem, the counterpart will say, I will yield, I will sacrifice myself, I will suffer this injustice, whatever, for Christ's sake. In order to, he will keep blessing us through his cross, through our cross. Because our cross is united to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we refuse our cross, we refuse the cross of our Lord, therefore we refuse salvation. This is why it's so important, this concept of Catholic concept of the cross. So you follow Christ to Calvary. This is why St. Paul says the just man lives by faith. Means the faith in the promise of God, the faith in the grace of God, he will be available to you always. The faith that you are doing it for Christ and for your children in order to reach heaven. The faith that the Blessed Virgin Mary is your mother and was appointed by God to take care of all your affairs, your temporal and eternal interest and needs. So this is what is going to help you to be always joyful and happy. Don't forget this, I want to tell you this now. This is good that is being recorded. You will not forget this. There is no greater joy, there is no greater joy outside the cross. This is why our Lord says many times when he was preaching the gospel, he said, I am in constraint looking forward for my hour. I want that hour to come. That hour to happen. I want that hour to be here. I yearn after that hour. What is that hour he was just looking forward to happen and to live? That was the hour of his passion and death. That was not the hour of vacations, eh? It was not the hour of resting and going to bed. It was not the hour of the feast or the banquet. You know? It was the hour of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because at that moment is when he himself said, when I will be lifted up, at that moment I will draw all things towards me. Look, when he was suffering the most, when he was offering himself to his Father in a dear pain and suffering, with our imagination, was the best moment for him. Because he said, okay, at that moment, even I am suffering, at that moment I will be, there will be the moment of drawing toward my heart, my children, to come to me. It's the best inheritance for your children also. to teach them sacrifice. This is why it's very important your mutual love be without selfishness. With sacrifice means you have to endure everything to put example to your children that they should do the same. Because children copy whatever they see. They follow and they learn whatever they see from their parents. It is extremely important that you don't discuss in public. Yes, in private you can discuss with patients, you know, also. Without being violent. But the children need this example. Your best inheritance is to teach them the truth, to teach them to carry the cross, to teach them the Blessed Virgin Mary. The three most important things in life. In order to be safe and to have this joy and peace. We wish for you. And so don't remember, whatever happened in your life, your joy is that you are united in Christ. And Christ is with you, and He will not fail. We may fail, but He will not fail His promises. He will be with you until the end. When you are baptized, you are confirmed, you have received your communion many times. You are children of God. He died for you. He died for your children. So our Lord, you will not be wanting in help from God, from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we are very happy, everybody, and we wish the best. We are available to help you in any way whatsoever is possible. Because we are here for that. We are here, everybody, to share our crosses. To carry each cross of one of the others. So this is fraternal charity, is to take the sufferings of the others as my own suffering. So don't forget that, because now in this huge world and pagan world full of evils, people feel discouraged, isolated, without friends, without good examples. So you cannot forget that you have friends, you have fathers who care for you, who wants about you, that who wants your welfare, and we are ready to help you any moment, anytime we can. So all here, we are family, we are friends, and so we walk together to heaven. So before continuing for Mass, I just remind you that to receive Holy Communion you have to be a Catholic, you have gone to confession, not to have mortal sin in your soul, to have the fasting, rules of fasting from food before communion, and you have your matrimony in order also in order to receive Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.